Welcome to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Join us in our campaign and shenanigans as we explore the subterranean labyrinths, plunder hordes of treasure, battle legendary monsters. This podcast will be following our gaming group and the adventures of these characters, as well as a few guests from time to time. Join us as we start a new campaign and our journey to experience the best, and maybe the worst, in the 5th edition of Dungeons & Dragons.
Welcome back to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, where last we left, the group is tangling with the spider in the temple room. Yeah. So, the spider just did something. You are entangled in the spider's web. Yeah. With the spiders who work for the spider.
Yeah. Oh, no. Can we say that?
Because that's not confusing.
Can we say that we're just like hiding behind the wall making puns? Like every once in a while we look out, cast a spell, or shoot an arrow, and then just go back.
And then tell the halfling, why is everything in this place either sticky or slimy? Okay, so top of the initiative order, we've got Tilda.
Tilda.
It's your turn.
Okay. I'm going to come out here again. I can just shoot with him. I'm going to shoot the spider again.
Okay.
So that it can,
hopefully go down for the count.
Yay. Protect the healer.
And I'm going to miss. With the two.
That's a pretty bad miss, yeah.
But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go back and hide.
One. So we don't even know you did it.
As you're there, all of a sudden, an arrow explodes against the pillar right next to you. You're like, what the hell?
That's weird. I didn't see anybody
better than
do
being
it.
Hit. It's a malfunctioning trap.
All right, Galen, it is your turn. The spider is next to you.
If I shoot the spider, is it at disadvantage?
You're at disadvantage with your bow.
Then screw the spider. I'm going for the bugbear.
Okay, you're still at disadvantage because there's something right there in your face.
And just shoot the spider next to you. The bugbear's almost dead.
Yeah. Get rid of the immediate threat. We'll take care of the bugbear.
Disadvantage.
Actually, well, disadvantage is I got a natural 20, but my other disadvantage, I got a 17, which means I've got like 20, 21.
That'll hit. That'll hit the spider. What's the damage?
Okay. Damage! Actually, it was more like a 25 to hit. I got it. Ooh, yay! 15 points of damage.
Okay, you stick an arrow, it's now sticking out of the poisonous spider's thorax.
Okay,
so it is now Sultan's turn.
So, contact. If I moved here and did Burning Hands, I could hit these two, right?
If you did it from here,
yeah,
you would also hit.
Not if I angled it.
If you went here, stand here, you could hit that and that.
Okay, then I'll do that.
Okay.
So I'll do that. So they're all focused on Biden and webbing people.
Okay, so does that, it's a ranged attack, does it require an attack roll? Dex save? Okay.
So, versus 3d6, yeah.
Okay.
I think. Yeah. Anyway, or it's four. But, because they're all focused on biting
the spiders.
People.
Burn the spiders!
They're all focused on biting people and webbing people. It's going to be a problem dodging it.
Yeah.
We'd have crispy spider fritters.
That would be good.
That sounds good.
Okay, so what's the number I got to roll?
That's good as my biscuits.
14. Yeah.
Okay, 14. Blue is the spider next to Galen. Black is the other.
Really? It's on edge?
It's an edge.
That's on edge.
It's an edge.
Look at that. It's seriously.
It's a four.
It was on edge.
So what was the number needed to go 14. For? Versus Dex or?
It was Dex.
Dex. Okay, so the blue one does not make it, but the black one does.
What's... So they take 12 damage. Blue one takes 12. Black one takes 6.
Okay. Flaming.
Oh, good job.
So
that one's
21
points of damage for yours.
Maybe he'll run away.
Yeah, but maybe since they're furry, they take, their
little, the fur on the legs get all crispy and the whole thing lights up.
Yeah.
Stay.
The one in front of Galen bursts into flames. You just see crispy legs curling up.
That is not appetizing.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. And now it's not going to attack you anymore.
Exactly.
So it is now Hogar's turn.
Yeah, she's behind the corner.
Really
try
good.
Again at the webbing.
Okay. Strength or attack?
Dada, we got you this food.
Okay.
That'll hit.
Okay, roll for damage.
What is it? It tastes like chicken.
It's mystery meat.
Wait, what's the thing that comes up?
I like that thing.
Do you have things extra stuff because I'm standing next to you and it's on you?
Not really.
Point up like that, which is why I wasn't rolling it. That's going to be 12 damage.
Okay, you basically cut yourself free. So you are now free of the webbing. Okay, so Jocelyn, it is your turn.
I'm going to try...
Lady Corlin's turn, sorry.
And hit...
Fourth.
I'm going to try and hit this wretched, benighted bugbear again. And I rolled a 1.
Oh, boy.
You swing, and your mighty magical sword pierces into the stone pillar right behind the bugbear.
I think.
Showing that what a magical, powerful weapon this is, that it could rend stone.
Oh, good. Does it come out?
Well, it will once she grabs it.
So you said these bugbears like want to surrender, right? Or you said, well,
This one would, if he had a chance.
Because I was thinking, I mean, he knows he has a friend in the party.
Yeah.
Once you pull it through the stone,
the problem is the murder hobos are swinging like crazy.
shake.
You're going to shank your party member.
Shake.
You can't stop the murder hobos.
Shake. Great, it is your turn.
Can you just see the t-shirt? I'm just saying.
First, as my bonus action, healing burst.
Okay.
That's not shaking.
I know.
And what does healing burst do?
It's tons. I distribute 15 points to anybody. So who's the most damaged?
That would be 34 down.
Okay, so 15.
I'm not nowhere nearly as damaged.
You can have it all.
You had 11.
The hobgoblin is taking it all.
Okay, and then I will on my last turn, I'm going to go upside the head of whatever that thing is.
The spider.
Yeah.
But he's hurt.
Kill the spider.
Yep.
Oh yeah!
Dead
spider.
Skull crusher. No, there's a reason 12. He's skull crusher.
Okay,
that should do it.
You swing and its head explodes under your hammer so well that your hammer leaves a crack.
Get out of my blessed temple! Boom!
And the body just slowly oozes down the wall.
Excellent.
Disgusting.
So easy.
I want a chip.
My choose. Very
yes,
spider.
Yes.
You went religious. You get a chip.
Excellent. Yeah.
Alrighty, so...
Hey, do I get a chip for defending my friends?
Yes.
I forgot to ask.
When were you defending your friends? You
when I
yourself.
Sacrificed letting myself get bit by a spider so I could focus on the book bear. Remember?
Mm.
Well, I get a chip for protecting my friends.
You already have a chip.
I don't.
What's that?
The one right in front of you.
That's three.
No, that's yours, Ender.
No, it's yours,
Ender. How did I get a chip?
You've had that chip there for a while.
You just need to use it. You silly boy.
Here he thought he was chipless.
Oh,
yeah,
we can.
All right,
moving along.
Okay,
he's
so.
That's a real
he's
no word.
Chip face.
Well, he's pulling against his cheek.
Okay.
Well, the face cheek, not the.
Okay, not helping your case. Okay, the spider's turn. Spider is going to attack Hogarth because it thinks it's a tasty treat.
Is it on fire?
It
is. Well, it's crispy.
Well, it burns.
It's not immolated.
It's not flammable.
Yeah, you think they'd have all that fur on fire.
Thank God for advantage, because that will suck.
There is no vent. Oh.
Yeah, flanking.
Will a 18 hit you?
Nope.
Yeah.
Yay!
Awesome!
Okay, so... Then we have the bugbears. That guy's still thinking of surrendering. If anybody would have offered him a way out, he still would think of surrendering. But
well, he hasn't said anything.
He's gonna swing on Lady
himself, you know.
He's gonna swing on Lady Coraline.
You know, he could say, "I surrender right now."
Well, knowing us, we'd be like, "Oh, that's
yes.
great!"
Oh, good. Now
you'd be like, "Great." Does that mean I get combat advantage because he's surrendering?
Exactly.
Okay, Lady Coraline will
sure.
17 hits you.
No, sir. It
his
not.
Morningstar glances off your shield. You can feel the strength
being
away from him.
Oh,
Then this one is going to swing on Hogar.
No, friend, don't.
And he rolls a 12.
Power of friendship.
Okay.
Friendship is magic.
Yes.
Unfortunately, Zendaya, we are not playing in a Verona game.
That's what you think.
Hey, they give you the option to dash.
We come full circle to the beginning of our conversation.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so you guys faintly hear some talking coming from this way.
Oh my god, they're attacking us. Oh, okay. Oh, baby,
something like that, but you guys are too busy. I mean, somebody wants it on the turn, do an act perception. I'll let you.
I'm not really
busy. But you probably don't want to waste your turn doing it.
Yeah, I kill things.
Okay, so.
Nasty things.
Okay.
I like how she just shouted, I want to kill things.
And you wonder why.
Shake.
And you wonder why he's not
surrendering. This is why I was enjoying our Sith characters so much. I'm like, I get to kill things, yay!
Kill things with impunity.
I don't have to be
kill
good.
Things that you should not.
Okay.
Yeah,
Tilda,
well,
it is your turn.
That's your pigeon.
Okay, I'm going to come up here, and I'm going to attack this guy.
Okay.
Not my Frey.
He has no clue that I'm there.
Oh. And you, oh no, you.
So he knows where the arrow comes from. He's gonna look at me.
I get the bonus damage. He's right next to him.
No, I'm saying you do get the bonus damage.
Yes,
that hits.
Oh, I'm so gonna hit. Okay, so we got 10, 12, 14 points of damage.
Damn.
And
I'm gonna
hide.
So all you know is this arrow whizzes through your robe, Sultan, and strikes your friend.
What? My friend,
exactly. No,
okay.
I'm not going to say.
He doesn't have a bow.
Was it me?
Galen, it is your turn.
I am going to, but she's right next to him.
That's true. I am going to, what do you want? To be fine? Try and finish off the bugbear or just go for the spider?
Speeder?
So we're going to go for the speeder?
Go for the speeder.
We're going for the speeder. And we fail.
We're
going
to miss.
Wait, what did you roll?
Is it a 1? That's all we
need. No, actually, 2 plus 9, so it's 11. 11?
Is 11 good enough to hit?
11 is not good enough to hit an agile little spider.
Oh, last.
Even though he's a bit crispy.
He's a little baby spider.
Little baby spider.
Get my tummy, little baby spider.
No.
Spider
man. Into my belly.
Okay, Sultan, it is your turn.
Maybe.
Ravest.
On spider. Frozen spider, you give it the heat.
Hey,
now you bring the cold.
Spider, cool off. I'm giving you the cold shoulder. Ooh, I am cold hearted.
Is that a roll to attack or?
Yeah, roll to attack.
Okay.
I'm gonna get plus 6. 16.
Excellent.
That will hit.
He's going for the speeder.
Speeder.
It's plus 3 or 4. No, it's just 3. I'm gonna get 3.
What'd you roll?
1.
So 4?
4 damage to crispy spiders.
4
is now up to
10.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
So you burn some hairs off. Because remember, he's the one who jumped out of your burning hands attack. And now you glancingly hit him with some frost. Half burned, half frozen.
Well, if he wants to move, his movement is half.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
That's right.
Okay, so it is now... That was Xander's turn. It is now Hogar's turn, who is now free from the webbing.
Yeah.
Now we'll get to see Hogar do his thing.
And surrounded by enemies.
Yeah, you're going to die.
And allies.
Can I shout? You're going to die because Hogar is cold-blooded.
Oh.
I'm good at puns.
You're good at puns.
You guys know.
All right.
Which character should be a bard?
That actually could be a thing.
That's actually kind of
I'm
fun.
Going to swing at this bugbear.
The wounded one?
The wounded one.
Hold my attack and say, run, and then I'm going to cut down the spider.
Ooh, good
oh,
job.
Oh, okay.
High five, Hogarth.
Yeah, I think he should get advantage just for being so kind of cool about that.
I will definitely give you that he, that intimidation, he'll take it. He's going to run on his turn.
Yeah, but he better not run that way.
What, you want him to run past these people?
Run
through the open door or run through the door with three people
run
in front
where
of
there's him.
No,
sorry. Run through the open door, run through the door with the arrow, the person who was lighting things on fire, or the other person with the arrow.
The arrows that keep popping out of your robe.
Yep. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'll take the one where I don't get shaved.
Would you roll to hit the...
The hit was 20, so...
20 on the spider?
Yeah.
Okay, definitely hits.
And slicing the spider down in terms of... 10, 18, 22...
That kills the spider.
Spider dead. Yeah!
Hogarth told the wounded bugbear to run.
A speeder.
Aww.
Okay, and then cut down the spider that was behind him.
I said, "Oh, isn't that sweet?"
Oh, I thought you were like, "Oh, I didn't get to shank him."
There are plenty of other things
I
left
told him to run.
Lady Coraline, it is your
turn.
It's not his turn yet. Lady Coraline, it is your turn.
There's a space between them.
Well,
yeah.
the bugbear's going to run, right?
He's going to run away.
I'm going to move diagonally into the square in front of the other bugbear.
There are allies over there.
Yeah, he's going to run to those allies.
What, do you think he's going to run past all three of you in the other doorway?
That's what I'm saying.
You can try.
That would be foolish.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's going to run through the door with arrow,
by her not killing him,
fire.
That means we're not murdering hobos.
That's true. That means she's
not
a murdering
hobos.
She has a mansion.
Sorry, no, we're not
true.
Murdering
okay,
hobos.
I'm
we are murdering hobos.
Hold it.
So,
okay, I have an active perception of 10. Would I have heard 16. This exchange?
16.
Yes. Damn. What?
Because she wants to kill him.
4. So 22 attacks.
That will hit.
Wait, is that right? No.
What?
No, 14
wow.
to attack.
14 will not.
No, you're going to get your proficiency bonus too. Where
well, it should
yeah.
be on your weapon right here. And you should be plus 1.
I'm
plus 1 from that. So 6.
No,
16.
I'm a D8. Oh, wait, I'm a longsword.
No, that's your
sword.
Weapon.
Like, what are you talking
yeah,
about?
But that's 2 attack.
Yeah.
No, that's the great axe. I have my long sword.
It's
she's
the same
talent.
Bonus number.
Oh, all right. So 15.
16.
16 will hit.
All right. Good. I was adding the wrong math.
It's okay.
You're forgiven. Thank you.
Long sword.
Now you can roll the d8 for the
because I've done it too.
And now it's
affects most of the battle
12,
ooh.
13 damage.
13 damage.
See, I'm lawful neutral. Once he told him he could run, I couldn't
ooh,
attack him.
Ooh, she's playing to her alignment. Do you have a chip? You do still, yes.
She's
chipped. And literally, your swing, you swing Talon right into his heart and twist the blade, pull it out, and the bugbear's body just falls lifeless to the ground.
Oh, dear. Mm-hmm. I'm not sad.
Not sad at all.
No.
Okay, and
yeah,
Thrain,
right.
It is your turn.
Okay, move up to Dr. Bugbear, which I'm now flanking, right?
Dr. Bugbear.
I'm going to flank the crap out of it.
You're going to put him down?
He's
no good bugbear.
Well, I have some Dr. Bugbear. Oh,
right.
Does he look like he's going to run?
He looks like he's going
to let him go. Who else is there?
That's
the
it.
The spider is invisible.
By the
way,
would you kill my Fry?
Yes, Lady Coraline, put him down. One quick, clean stab to
he
the heart.
He had a merciful end.
I could have used him to get that drink of water.
I'll give you water, Solomon.
He'd come back here and give you that nasty fish water.
Yeah. No, he's my friend. You've gotten the good water.
That's what
that is the good water.
Oh.
The bad water.
Okay, I know what
the bad
do.
Water's down river.
I know what I'm going to do.
Okay.
I'm going to take my wineskin.
Okay.
And in my dwarf, tough dwarf hand, I'm gonna like squeeze it so it pops.
Okay.
And just
bursts.
Spray it into the room. Wherever the droplets land, that there isn't a person, I'm gonna guess there's a person there.
So he's checking his look for the spider as opposed to
the you do the exploding wineskin splatter to see if there's any splatters that miss where they should be hitting.
Yeah, like,
apparently.
She read out.
You think the spider is not here because the droplets hit in a perfect
I think
pattern.
She ran.
He.
I think he ran this way. Let's pursue him.
Yeah. Down the hallway somewhere.
Yeah. Let's go. We run.
Okay, so it is now the bugbear's turn who throws down his weapon and he is running. Anyone taking an attack of opportunity?
No.
Okay. As he gets down there, you hear a gruff exchange. And
he could still die in his wounds.
You hear someone shout out, "Everyone, stop!" or the dwarf dies.
I'll say,
oh my God.
I'll say, Don't worry about it. I'm feeling fine.
Oh, it's your dwarf. Cousin. Oh.
It's your cousin.
Cousin cousins.
How attached
your second cousins. Yeah, yeah.
As all of a sudden from down here...
Gundren's brothers, right?
Yeah, Gundren's brothers.
A brother.
Spider this, and a dwarf.
Comes the spider with...
The wounded bugbear?
Healthy bugbears.
I'm going to say in Elvish, I knew the spider would hide letting his lackeys die.
And he's got the his staff over the dwarf's throat. And you recognize the dwarf immediately as Nundro.
Oh, yeah.
The youngest of the three Rockseeker brothers.
He's awesome.
So you know that Gundren's older brother was dead at the entrance, and his younger brother's here in the spider's hands.
This is a bummer.
As the spider looks at you and says, I want you to all surrender now, or I kill him.
Can I...
Do you one shot
can I cast Mage Armor on others?
But I can't
reach him. That'd be awesome. You could.
You can rescue us.
You can distract them.
Because he can't see me.
Let's answer this question first.
Okay.
What?
What does the spell say? Yeah. Spellbook? You have the spellbook.
If it's range is touch, then... Wait, I think I can cast Shield.
Nah, I can do that too.
Well, no, Shield is a different
shield
spell.
Shield is very different.
Shield is the cleric.
Shield is instant. No, I'm talking about Shield for magic, though.
The magic
no,
shield.
What I'm saying is, I think my shield might have a range.
Yeah. Xander's talking about Mage Armor. You're talking about the Shield, which is the cleric one.
Wait, why would that matter? It depends on what he casts, right?
Yeah.
Well, we're thinking if we can shield the dwarf, then...
Oh, yeah, it's touch.
It's touch?
Yeah.
Okay. I think mine isn't, though. Okay, I have Shield of Faith.
I can theoretically sneak around the other way.
Okay. You'd have to go... way around.
No, I can either cast Shield of Faith, I have enough points to do that, which gives him +2 bonus, and it's 60 feet, any target, or, that's my option.
Okay.
So that's not going to really, might help him.
It might help him, yeah.
We don't know what the damage
is. We're going to have to take the shot.
We're going to have to take the shot.
You're going to take the shot? Okay, so... We're going to go basically back to the initiative order because his was 9. That's him coming out. So, what do you do?
Shield.
Tilda. Well, we're going to... Tilda, what are you going to do?
So, while I'm looking... I mean, are we going for this, guys? Are we just going to go for the kill? Or are we just going to...
Hogarth looks at you and...
Okay. I'm actually going to... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
We can wave.
You go 2 more, remember? Your boots give you
30
speed.
Oh, that's right. 1, 2.
And then you could dash.
No, that is my dash.
How did you...
Okay. You can use your actions.
Then I can...
Well, yeah, save it for a hide, just in case. So they don't see you coming out and all that stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to hide.
Okay.
Yeah,
you got it.
Okay, so then we have Galen. What are you going to do, Galen? You technically can't see the spider or the hostage yet. You can only see the... bugbear that's coming.
Well, I was thinking of just moving forward, you know, moving like over here, and do you want me to hold action, you think?
Don't ask me. Yeah, I'll give you bad advice.
I'm gonna move over here and hold action.
What is the exact action that you were holding for?
If I see an aggressive move from either my party or theirs, I'm shooting the...
Okay, you can only do one of those. What's your one action that will cause you to react?
I'm waiting for a signal from my group. For an aggressive action from my group. What do you think?
And
no, just just shoot. Or
Shoot the drow. Right now?
Can she see the drow?
No.
She can see the drow now.
Shoot the drow.
Shoot the drow?
Shoot the drow.
Use your advantage if you have it.
Okay.
That dwarf would rather die than suffer this indignity any further.
I mean, we don't know that.
I got a 26.
Yes.
That'll hit. Give me some damage.
It might distract her from stabbing the dwarf if she has an arrow in her throat.
Thirteen points of damage. And he's already wounded still, unless he hits himself.
Well, that was one of the first things he did was gobble a potion. He not crazy. But he is not looking healthy after you just put an arrow through a lung.
Ooh.
And the arrow goes...
Well, he had damage previously.
Yeah. And your arrow hits just where the dwarf's head isn't.
I'm going to take another action surge and try to fire again.
Oh, shit. Okay. And when you do shoot, by the way, he lets go of the dwarf.
Good.
Is 18 good enough? I'm not, no, 16 good enough to hit?
16? 16 is good enough to hit. He's okay. Just a squishy cloth.
And that would be 14 points. No, excuse me. That would be 9 points.
You have against
9 points?
Cloth.
9 points of damage.
Because you're squishy. And he goes down.
Now, what do the bugbears do seeing the spider go down?
Okay.
I'm
not gonna kill
okay.
the dwarf. Awesome.
So,
don't care about the dwarf.
Sultan, what are you gonna do?
Okay.
You should kill the bugbear.
Okay, I can see the bugbear.
You can see the bugbear.
I'm gonna use three charges to do 5 magic missiles.
Wow, you're gonna blow your magic missile wand.
It comes back.
It does. Wow, 5 charges, so you're shooting a level 3 magic missile?
Why not? Yeah.
So
oh, no, I'm just saying, wow. He's going to be shooting a lot of firepower all at once.
Good man.
Let's put it here. I put it on a piece of paper. So. Awkward silence.
Well, we're waiting for you.
Okay.
We're all excited. We're on the edge of the seat.
We're holding our breath.
Biting
our nails.
Galen just left.
Okay.
Killed.
So 5 charges.
You start with 7. You just burn 3.
Yeah, so I have 5.
Okay, so go ahead and do your magic missile at level 3.
We gotta roll this 5 times.
Well, once
here,
you find
want...
it.
Here.
No, I'll just roll this
5. I was gonna say,
you've got plenty of d4s for
that.
We know that your pinks, the
flank
pinks
okay.
won't
match. Okay.
And same, here's my.
No, this good.
That'll save you some time. Because all of a sudden, your magic missiles are shooting out like
four,
shotgun.
9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21 points of damage. Woo-hoo!
21 points of damage as 5 magic missiles go streaking from your wand in rapid succession, blasting into the bugbear's chest. He's just barely on his feet.
He's not feeling well.
Okay, so it is now going to be Hogar's turn.
Hogar is going to...
I made a mistake.
You made a mistake?
I did. I made a mistake.
What mistake did you make?
I might have already used my action surge.
No, you didn't.
It's
no, you
done.
Didn't.
You didn't use
your
action surge.
Okay.
She used her action surge.
I used mine. You didn't
okay,
use yours.
Go ahead and roll your attack, Hogar.
And he's not wielding weapons, so no advantage, right?
No, he's not wielding any weapons.
But I'm pretty sure an 18's going to hit.
Yep, 18 will hit. And he's in no way, shape, or form threatening that guy, at the moment.
But he is still an ally.
Yeah.
That's true.
But he's not an active kind of guy.
Yeah,
he sees another hobgoblin, and right now, he's kind of goblinoid traumatized. He wants to run to his cousin and give him a big hug.
What he didn't know is that his cousin was...
25 points of damage.
Ow. Okay, he is...
Eviscerate this guy.
Done.
Looking at the dwarf.
Run...
And giving him room.
Ooh, yes.
Okay.
In 2 moves.
All right. It's Lady Corlin's turn.
Wait, can we notice in 2 moves that guy took 40 damage?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's because
Team
it's
work.
A final, final big showdown. We're just unleashing. All right. I drop my shields.
What's that motion?
Okay.
Unleashing.
Unleashing.
Oh, yeah, move the arms.
Yes.
I drop my shield. Because I'm just going to, I guess I can't really probably reach.
20 would get you right here.
Oh, right.
And then you attack the dwarf.
Alright, I will run in front of Hogar.
Aww.
I will stand there with my two-handed grip on my big, big talon of a sword. I will eyeball that beast of a bugbear. And I will say, you vile fiends, have you seen what we've done to every last one of your comrades and to your disgusting filth of a leader? Do you really think that you'll survive this encounter? Don't you suspect that it would be better if you and all of your friends left these caves to our gentle care?
Give me an intimidate roll with advantage. I love that.
All right. No, that was wasn't very intimidating, was I?
Two fours.
Two fours. And
it was still intimidating, and he is down to the last person. So,
so that was a total of six.
What happens on his turn.
All right, yeah.
So it is now Thran's turn.
Okay, Radiant, he has to make a dex save.
Okay.
Way, right?
Yeah.
Dex save, a 1d8 Radiant damage.
What's the target number?
Target number is 15.
15 for dex, he does make it, so half damage.
Yep, so he takes 1d8.
That's really good.
1d8. I never use it. Actually.
Yeah, the cantrips are really good.
Cantrips are really
good. Yeah.
6, 7, 8, so 4 points of damage.
Range of 60 feet. And
yeah,
eight,
a sniper blast. Okay, so at this point...
we're just going to keep running.
The little dwarf is running!
Ah,
oh,
behind
cousin,
me, boy.
Cousin!
Get to behind me.
He's right here next to you.
Don't step in the spider.
And
he
hugs you, Thrain. He hugs you.
I'll hug him, but kind of slide him out of the way.
And all of a sudden he looks at you and goes... Ah, you've come to save me, brother.
And he stabs me.
He's doppelganger.
That's fine.
And
no freaking way.
And he's going to stab
you.
Here, are you right next to him?
He can try.
I forgot about that. Oh,
God!
I'm hard to kill.
That's right. He is hard to kill.
He is hard to kill.
He only gets one. So
yep.
Okay.
So
they all get one.
One does damage. That's fine.
So,
is it less than 40 points of damage?
I'm going to
it is
hurt
less than
this doppelganger.
Okay. Is it less than 40 points of damage?
So it's 19 points of damage. He slips.
So what you're saying is he walked up to him and went, shake, 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 shake.
He did. He did exactly that. So 19 points of damage as he sticks you with the dagger while he's patting you down with
dwarves are hardy people.
Me seeing him do that gives me an attack of opportunity.
No. Doesn't give you an attack of opportunity. But it lets you see that the dwarf came running up, hugged him.
I'm going to say the rock seekers are always an ungrateful bunch. And then I'm going to bash this dude up upside the head with a two.
Okay, the bugbear is actually going to run. And by the way, attack of opportunity.
Shake.
Okay, I'm going to
shank him.
But see, now the thing is, there's no way I can kill him.
But you could.
How do you know?
How do you know?
He's pretty beaten up.
Just kill. Just actually
kill.
You're
just
in hiding,
attack.
So you're
sick.
It's your bread and butter here.
Remember the
it's an ambush.
What's the name of that little guy from Order of the
Stick? Okay, so 9 plus
the ranger, the halfling ranger.
Is a 15 good enough to hit?
Rogue's name.
15 is not good enough to hit. So you basically, as he's running by, you stick into his armor, and he continues running.
Okay, well, I'm going to take my
movement
back.
Are you going to chase
him? Okay, wait. It's not your turn yet. So that was just your attack of opportunity.
Right. Okay.
Okay, so now we're back to the top of the order, so it's now your turn.
Okay, I'm going to let him, since he's running away, I'm going to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, because I can go now, go 30.
Yep.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You don't know what's happening, though.
You don't know anything about what
went on.
Well, you see the
somebody
dude
yell,
and
I can. If somebody tells me,
in character, you didn't know about it.
I said, if this
is
our
all you see is that the young dwarf is reconciling with his long lost family member, who he misquoted
in
as his brother.
In the traditional dwarven tradition of stabbing me.
Groupie.
If somebody had seen, somebody who sees me coming, goes, kill me.
Galen,
I am super hard to kill.
I'm going
It'll
to fire on the doppelganger, and I'm going to shout out.
You are going to be at disadvantage because he's Jason.
Oh my god! Galen's gone crazy and is attacking his brother!
I was going
to
say,
we have to knock her out!
Die, doppelganger!
Ooh.
And my... Wait, no, excuse me, we don't know what her name is.
She's
like
good at shooting stuff.
5 plus... Because I'm using my arrows. It would be a 14.
That might hit.
Which actually will hit.
Awesome. So
because now, by the way, you're sure that something is up with this other
guy. Yeah, but
we've saved him, and now she's shooting him.
And it would be 10 points of damage.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I really don't like these doppelgangers.
So,
very confusing.
It is now Sultan's turn.
Chef Clue. page.
You shouldn't.
I shouldn't have.
Never
close Wizard
the
should
page.
Never close his magic book.
Yeah. What he said.
I'm going to use my bonus to that.
Each of these is. Okay. You know what? I'm just getting tired of this. Just sleep. Got some sleep. Right here.
Oh, come on.
You're going to sleep both the doors?
No, he can...
It stops the problem. Then we just
That's
wake
fine.
Him up and
okay.
then we shank
okay.
him.
Okay. What's the save going to be?
No, it's not a save. I roll 5d8. And,
okay.
How many hit
Start
points?
With the...
Starts with the...
Am I affected
okay.
or...
Yes, yes.
Yes, you are.
Okay. Gary, what is your hit dice?
I have four hit dice.
Doppelganger's got 8. Mm-hmm.
5.
Okay.
7.
You need a little bit more hit points than that.
8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. So I get 2 more rolls?
Uh-huh.
13. So 21.
Okay. 25. So, what's your hit points?
You get to apply it to him first.
No.
Well, it's the lowest first. I don't think it's even enough to put you to sleep.
39.
Total before we're injured, or?
Well, total.
39. Dead.
So, you cast it, and both dwarves are too stout and tough to
fall asleep. Does Kiri fall asleep?
No.
No, he cast it just at this range.
Okay.
Actually.
Okay.
We're going to be fine.
Yeah, it's okay, Zan.
Yes, we're going to be
so, Hogar, it is your turn.
You're welcome to shank
kill
this
it
dude.
In the face.
Yes. Having heard the, what are you doing? Or
no, die, doppelganger.
Yes.
Group shank.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
Hogar remembers how he didn't like
now.
Doppelgangers before.
Hogar shakes the doppelganger, yep. Then I shake the dwarf
because
it's a group shank. Dwarf shanks you shank her. We're all shanking each other.
Well, oh my god.
At least you got a 3. The 3's good. The 3's
sort of.
But the 3 is not a 1. That's all I can say.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's 7.
You swing, and unfortunately, the doppelganger can read thoughts as one of their racial abilities, so they must have anticipated your movement.
I'm also gonna
but
shank.
Do I have my
Yeah, you haven't used it yet.
Yeah, I haven't used any of
it.
So I'm going to do it again.
Okay.
I didn't
remember
that.
I'll shank them up.
Ow.
Get
him. Because I'm not going to really hit the gender.
Oh, that will hit.
That'll hit.
It does. We'll find out. That's the next question.
2. Yeah. All right, so.
Doppelgangers are tough.
14.
Not for long.
23.
Okay. Alrighty, so it is now Liddy Corlin's turn.
Can I reach the doppelganger?
Yes.
I already
in
I should have had an advantage.
10, 15, 20, yeah.
Alright.
And you'll get a combat advantage.
Alright.
Wow, there's no way he's going anywhere.
Did you really think you had this?
12 plus...
That will hit.
Stuff. All right.
Yeah.
Plus stuff.
Can
we
plus more than
just
2.
Just hold them down and group shank them.
Yeah. That is what's going to happen.
4 plus 4
shaking
is
makes you feel good.
8 plus... What? No, wait.
Get shaky with it.
4 plus
shank,
6
shank,
is
shank,
10
shank.
Plus 1 is 11.
Shank goes the...
Trolley.
Halfling. Shank goes the dwarf.
Okay, so it is now Thrain's turn.
Ow.
Let's come back to Thrain.
Get the final blow.
Kill him.
It could be really bad if you miss.
I'm
going to
say I never liked you, brother.
Well, it's your cousin, actually.
Never liked your cousin.
Which is interesting that he called you brother.
Oh, it's terrible.
Fine. I'll give you a reroll.
Yeah.
Just because that was
a
good
don't
line.
Don't roll it on the line.
Yeah, roll on your folder.
Do you
roll
on the surface?
Oh, it doesn't help.
Roll on your folder thing. It's
okay.
Safer.
I feel like we're just finding reason for him to roll.
Yeah,
we
are. Because we want him to do well.
5, 15.
15 will hit.
15 will hit.
Is that with no bonuses?
No, oh, it's 15, 16, 17, 18,
19. Yeah. You got it.
You have to count bonuses.
Woo! 11. 11, 13 points of damage.
13 points of damage, and you
brutal.
Bring your swing
good.
Down.
So
and
impressive!
His face just starts to turn into a doppelganger face, and you just pulverize it to a puddle, leaking from between his shoulders as its body hits the ground.
And then he turns back into the roof like, oh no. My cousin was a dwarf.
I guess it's Stockholm Syndrome.
I'm going to take the guy's staff because it looks
cool. Loot the bodies!
Loot the bodies!
Okay, you loot the bodies.
Well, no, I'm taking that guy's staff because it looked cool.
Okay, so you're looting the bodies.
But I'm dead in the staff.
Yes. Salted Elf will now be carrying two staffs. He'll just have to choose which one to use.
Double hand.
He now has the spider staff. It's a two-handed item. He can only use one, really.
We'll see about that.
The spider staff. The top of this black adamantite staff is shaped into a spider. The staff weighs 6 pounds. You must be attuned to the staff to gain its benefits and cast its spells. The staff can be wielded as a quarterstaff. It deals 1d6 extra poison damage on a hit when used to make a weapon attack. The staff has 10 charges. When they are used to fuel the spells within, the spell in hand, you can use an action to cast one of the following spells from the staff. Spider climb, which takes 1 charge, or web, which takes 2 charges. No components are required. The staff regenerates 1d6 plus 4 charges each day at dusk. If you extend the last charge, roll a d20 on a 1, it crumbles.
Wait, can you go, when does it recharge?
At dawn.
How many dots does it recharge by?
D6.
You want 1d6 plus 4. At dusk, sorry, each day at dusk.
Do I see my character? I'm in there.
Now, are you ready for your looting?
Yep.
A sack containing 190 electrum pieces.
Ooh.
130 gold pieces,
Ooh.
15 platinum pieces, 9 small gemstones, each worth about 10 gold each, a dwarven ale mug made of hammered electrum, which would be worth at least 100 gold.
I can use that to get hammered.
Yes. But you can use it for your dwarven holy water, so you've got this.
And Sultan.
Holy water.
Sultan, while you're picking up the staff, you hear something in room marked 20.
Opens up.
Dusty drapes adorn the walls of this room, which also contain a bed and a brazier.
He didn't give a price to
the mug. Is worth 100 gold. A badly disheveled dwarf lies bound and unconscious on the cold stone floor.
Sultan closes the door.
Oh!
Went on! Yes, kid.
Cousin.
Wait, he's a mimic! We shake him.
No,
while he's in his bed.
Grateful for you rescuing him, and he offers to tag along for the duration of the rest of Lake Echo Cave if you'd like to clean out the undead that he warns you fill and the other half that you completely bypassed.
Well, I'm good at making them go away anyway.
Unfortunately,
the place is cursed, so it's going to have to be cleansed, not just you know, turn dead-ed-ed. He, by the way, counts as a dwarf commoner if you'd like to have him tag along as a follower.
Oh, so he's not the...
The baby cousin.
Oh,
he's the youngest of
them.
Dun, 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 dun.
And that's the music.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun.
We did it! And we lived!
And we lived! Which apparently lots of other people could not do.
We lived, we learned...
Yeah, it's
We're definitely gonna stop. And guys, thank you for listening.
Woo!
We lived!
And the spider died.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Kelly, aka Trixie from Ragnarok and Roll, a sign to Ragnarok story, and Tilda Wimblewick from D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. First off, I would just like to say thank you to everyone for listening to our varied adventures, as well as for rating us on iTunes and rpgpodcast.com. If you haven't rated us yet, we would greatly appreciate it if you could. And if you're looking for more ways to support our efforts, we are now on Patreon, a great site where you can help us continue making more podcasts, as well as some special surprises for our patrons. If you can, please look us up at www.patreon.com/cppn. Every little bit helps. And again, thank you for listening.
And this has been another edition of D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Thank you for listening, and be careful. I've heard there's dragons about.